First Up, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, September 11th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats.
Trump and Harris clash during debate on things like immigrants eating pets, and Apple tax money can't be used for day-to-day spending. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris have accused each other of lying in a TV debate centred around the economy, migration, guns and foreign policy. The two US presidential hopefuls met and shook hands. The Republican candidate repeated claims of immigrants eating pets in Ohio, while the Democratic vice president defended abortion rights. During the ABC News presidential debate, the topic of campaign rallies came up too.
People start leaving his rallies early out of exhaustion and boredom. And I will tell you, the one thing you will not hear him talk about is you. You will not hear him talk about your needs, your dreams, and your desires.
She said people start leaving. People don't go to her rallies.
Taylor Swift has endorsed Kamala Harris in the US presidential election race. The superstar says the Democrat candidate fights for the rights and causes she believes in and says America can accomplish so much more, led by calm, not chaos. Taylor Swift's announcement on Instagram came minutes after a TV debate with Donald Trump. During the debate, Mr. Trump repeated a claim about immigrants that was rubbished by the moderators.
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country. And it's a shame.
You talk about extreme.
Here's what else Kamala Harris and Donald Trump clashed on during the debate last night.
We did a phenomenal job with the pandemic.
Trump abortion bans that make no exception even for rape and incest, which understand what that means.
I had no inflation, virtually no inflation.
I imagine and have actually a plan to build what I call an opportunity economy.
We're playing with World War III, and we have a president that we don't even know if he's... Where is our president? We have a president,
Mr. President,
that doesn't know he's alive.
To other news now, and health officials in Gaza say at least 19 people have been killed in an airstrike on a designated humanitarian zone. Israel says it's targeted three senior Hamas fighters who it alleges were directly involved in the October 7th attacks. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken is calling the situation in Gaza horrific. He claims more than 90% of issues regarding a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas have been agreed.
Suffering of innocent men, women and children in Gaza is gut-wrenching. Right now, we're in the midst of what seems to be a successful polio vaccination campaign. The quickest way to make sure that people stop dying and start getting what they need is through a ceasefire.
The Taoiseach says funds from yesterday's Apple tax ruling cannot be used for day-to-day spending. In a statement last night, Simon Harris said we must now carefully consider how best to use the funds for the Irish people and the country, and said he looks forward to discussing it with government colleagues soon. Finance Minister Jack Chambers said it'll be a number of months before the state receives the billions of euro owed by Apple, and it won't have any impact on the upcoming budget. 8 closure orders were imposed on food businesses last month by the Food Safety Authority. Restaurants and businesses across the country have been forced to close their doors due to evidence of ongoing rodent infestation, with droppings found in kitchen areas. Failure to implement pest control measures, dead cockroaches, inadequate cleaning and bins filled with food waste are some of the reasons for the closures. Dr. Bernard Hegarty, Director of Enforcement Policy with the Food Safety Authority of Ireland, says the closure orders were justified.
It was necessary for environmental health officers with the HSE to serve a total of 8 closure orders through the month of August across a range of premises across the country, ranging from Dublin, Donegal, Limerick, Offaly, Tipperary. Problems that were noted in these premises, they fully justified the serving of a closure order.
4 climbers have been found dead close to the summit of Mont Blanc in France. Rescue officials say they suffered hypothermia after going missing in bad weather on Saturday. It's thought 2 were from South Korea and 2 were Italians. Foo Fighters lead singer Dave Grohl says he's become a dad to a baby girl born outside of his marriage. In an Instagram post, he says he plans to be a loving and supporting parent while doing everything he can to regain his family's trust and forgiveness. The frontman has been married to director Jordan Bloom since 2003. And in sport, in soccer, last night's 2-0 defeat to Greece in their Nations League clash at the Aviva means the Republic of Ireland have now lost each of their last four competitive home games. Speaking afterwards, Ireland boss Hamir Hulgrimsson was asked if his players lacked confidence.
Is this confidence thing, it feels like maybe the jersey is a little bit too heavy for some players. When they put them on, they don't show the same quality as they do maybe in their clubs. So we just need to change that.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.